Welcome to 12-Minute Convos with Jesus, believers. God chose first to have a conversation with us, His creation. His truth, spoken in one moment, became an evergreen seed for our generation today. The power of a conversation is eternal. Our prayer is that this listening space brings growth and transforms your life forever.
Good night, Dr. Dwayne. Thomas, how are you doing tonight?
I am fantastic, man. Thank you so much for having me on your incredible platform.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. It's a great pleasure to connect with you. Now, for those listening, what part of the world are you in today?
I am in the beautiful island of Trinidad and Tobago.
The most interesting things I've seen in preparing for this conversation is your capacity and your ability to want to impact raising leaders. What does that look like for the community of Trinidad and Tobago in your vision?
Well, for me, I realize that the first point of impact is your person. So, you know, I try my very best to ensure that as a person that I do all the work that I can to improve and develop myself so that the first level of impact a person can have is just by meeting me, that, you know, through trial and error, failure and success, that when I interact with someone in a one-on-one, something about my story, something about my experience, something about my successes, something about my failure can have a positive impact on their lives. And so we really want to be able to impact from that level on an individual level. But then on an institutional level, my goal is to use, for example, the church, all of my business ventures. The goal is not just about success. It's also about being significant in the lives of the people that connect with whatever brand or whatever product or whatever service that they interact with. There must be some sort of a light that shines through that. So, you know, that's how we're approaching the whole process of impact, doing it personally and then institutionally. Hopefully we can develop leaders that will do the same into the future.
I see a mission to influence 1 million lives within the next 5 years. That
yes,
is
sir.
Absolutely fascinating to me. I was telling my wife before this conversation, I want to have 5,000 podcasts in 1 year. And I thought, I was looking at the number. I was, wow, that's such of a huge number, right? But
yes,
then I read the 1 million and I was like, what do you think of that? So how are you embarking on this?
You know, the truth is, with the power of social media and the power of the internet, those numbers have really been brought into a different perspective. Though the number is a significant one, I do believe it can be done given all of the different media that is available to us. And so when I looked at what you're doing and all the podcasts that you have already accomplished, I'm actually inspired to get way more consistent because the platform is there to be able to have the impact. From the comfort of your phone, you can touch lives around the world. So, you know, I just felt in my spirit that 1 million number was a good starting point for what the assignment is, you know, moving forward. So, yeah.
So what has been your story, though? Have you always been this goal-driven, or has there been a transformation that occurred at a crossroads that you'd like to share with us?
I was not very goal-driven from a systematic and specific point of view. I really found myself in a space where I was just taking life as it comes. Yes, there were things that I wanted to accomplish, but it wasn't a systematic thing. And I learned from a mentor that a goal is really a decision to go out and live. When you select a goal, it really inspires you to live life on purpose. And when I learned that, it really gave me the confidence that a goal is not something that I do not have. It is actually inspiration for me to live more intentionally.
And tell me about your family life. You mentioned 2 sons, 1 wife. What's that been like?
Family is kind of everything for me. I feel like I have no purpose if my family is not in the equation. Obviously, that's not the absolute truth, but that's how it feels because, you know, everything revolves around them. I have 2 amazing boys, Zion and Zayel, and a wonderful wife, Sean Ring. And, you know, we just have a small, tight-knit scenario. We really want to enjoy life together. As a matter of fact, from the time I saw your video of you guys visiting, I think it's 48 states that y'all did, I literally closed down the computer and I ran outside. I'm like, guys, I know what we're going to do next.
My. I got chills right there. I love that.
We are going to visit as many states as we can. We're really about creating memories, and no matter how small or big that is, making a stamp in time that we can remember for years to come. That's the whole idea and the whole philosophy. And of course, really being an example for my boys and my wife as to what it really is to be, you know, a man of God and to be a husband and a father that has the heart of God. So that is a very difficult task, of course, but I try my best every single day, and so far, you know, I think we're doing all right.
And then there's being the lead pastor of Nexus Church. What does life look like on that side of the woods?
Yes, so that is also very intense, because once you signing up to be a leader, much more a spiritual leader, the expectation and the responsibility is pretty tall. I've been a pastor since 2015. But a senior pastor now for the last 2 years. And so it's been somewhat of a new journey, even though it's a part of what I've been doing for the last decade. And so that can be very intense. Anything from a call of someone losing a loved one, and now you have to switch into the mode of being a support in a really, really really, really difficult moment, to the beautiful experience of dedicating a brand new baby, which is amazingly beautiful, very different in the contrast of the emotions that you have to deal with to be able to effectively navigate those two scenarios. But that could literally happen back to back in 24 hours.
Your tones feel really calming. Again, you sound as though you've really been able to settle into who you are. What's been the main contributor for that?
The more you are rooted, the more you become settled. And I think that I've experienced some extreme highs and extreme lows, to the point where I am a little more confident that God is with me. I think when you've been through enough scenarios of being on the brink of losing your mind, as well as being on the brink of losing your mind in a good way, you kind of settle in the middle of, no matter what happens, God is, he's there. He's going to work it out, you know. I have really experienced some very dark days, and I have experienced some very bright mornings. And I realize that the constant of those both scenarios is the fact that God's promise that he will never leave us nor forsake us is a reality. That's not just a saying. It's not just a byword. It is a fact that when we go through the fire, he's going to be there. And through the flood, he's going to be there. And so after, you know, time and time again of him proving that, I feel like in this season, I'm just like, you know what? It is what it is. If God is for me, it really does not matter what's coming up against me. I think I'm going to make it. And so my life now is a reminder, an opportunity to just encourage somebody else that it does not matter which point on the spectrum you are on. God is with you at that point. At that place, he is a present help. And so, you know, you can just be encouraged, yeah, that you will make it through, and you'll be all right.
Yeah, I love it. Again, a pleasure. I treasure. Thank you for being on what is inspired by 12-Minute Convos.